Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Winbury's in downtown Princeton. We are here with you for the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey as we bring you a look at Princeton University basketball. I'm Derek Jones. I'll be joined by the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, in just a little while. We have a fun show headed your way this evening. You will also hear from Princeton University basketball's Richmond Arirguzo and Elias Burbari as well, coming up in just a little while. Well, the Tigers got back to it after a two-week layoff because of exams. It was Rowan University, Division III Rowan, playing their 25th game all time against a Division I opponent, and it was all Tigers against the Rowan University Profs, 86-50 win for Princeton University. And in that contest, the Tigers doing something that we've seen really become a little bit of a regular thing over the last few games, and that's established control of the contest early on. So for the Tigers in that one, they jumped out to an early 12-0 lead, and from that point on, it was all she wrote. It's a third straight game now where they've started out in a command position early on. They grabbed an 8-0 lead in the game against Columbia, 19-0 against Cornell one night later, and then 12-0 against the Profs last Sunday, and they used that to
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Back here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar. Sorry for the technical difficulties as the we're back here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar. Fox Sports Radio 920 as the Tigers, as we said before we went to break there, 86-50 winners over Rowan University. And for the Tigers, really in that game, some key performances, as we said. But Jerome DeRozier quickly establishing himself as a key scorer from the outside for the Tigers. 14 points, including 2 of 5 from three-point land. And when you look at how he's played over the last few games here for the Tigers, he's shooting it very well from the outside in particular. You take a look at that Ivy League weekend between Columbia and Cornell. He was a combined 8 of 10 from 3 in those two games, and that really kind of changed the tenor of things in terms of how the Tigers attack matters from the outside in particular, because if that offers another threat that the team has to worry about for Princeton, it can make life very difficult for the opponent. Again, as we said, Devin Candy with 12 points for the Tigers, Miles Stevens with 10 as well to help pace Princeton. So overall in the contest, a game in which the Tigers really dominated the game in the first half. Then in the second half, we saw some of the reserves get actively involved in the contest a little bit more, including one of our guests this evening, Richmond Ariri Guzzo, who had 8 points for the Tigers. Also, that game featuring the first points in the career of Elias Burbari, who was able to knock down a three-pointer late in the contest, all a part of a great bench effort for the Princeton Tigers in that 86-50 win over Rowan University. Now that changes things over to what's to come here this Friday and Saturday for the Tigers. Yale will first be on the list for the Tigers. Special scheduling note, the Tigers had to switch the schedule up as it relates to that game. It will be a 6 p.m. start time this Friday night against Yale. It was supposed to be 7, but that getting flipped to 6 p.m. And then one night later, they will welcome in the Brown Bears. So Princeton against Yale and Brown this coming weekend, and it's an interesting battle towards that back half of the top four in the top four spots of the Ancient Eight, as Brown 2-2 so far in league play, Yale 2-2 as well, as the Tigers trying to establish themselves in perhaps this weekend. And once we get through the Penn game next Tuesday night, you'll start to see a little separation in terms of Ivy League basketball. So we will hop out for a quick break here momentarily. When we come back, you'll hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. A reminder, there's always something exciting going on at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar here in Princeton. Spirit of the upcoming Penn-Princeton game, a Pennsylvania brewery is taking on one right from here in New Jersey. Next Tuesday night from 6 until 8, it's the beers of Weyerbacher versus Dark City. You won't want to miss the tap takeover. You'll find more details at princeton.winberries.com. Should mention, again, no Mitch Henderson show next week because the Tigers are a little busy with the Penn Quakers. We will be back at it next Wednesday night instead at 6 from Winberry's right here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. We'll hop out for a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you as we bring you along and get you up to speed on all things Princeton basketball. We're joined right now by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks, Derek. Glad to be here. Great night here at Winberry's. Great crowd.
Yeah, a great turnout once again by the folks here. And obviously, after a win on Sunday against Rowan University, 86-50 win for the Tigers. You look at how that game played out and mentioned it in the beginning segment. Strong starts for the Tigers here the last few games.
When you said it, I was just listening to you. You're right on. And, you know, it's very much of a correlation between the way a game starts and the way it finishes. Not always, but I was watching games within the league. Harvard jumps out big on Yale, actually jumped out big on Brown. Brown jumps out big on Dartmouth. And those teams ended up being successful. And you're right, like, we had a really nice start against Rowan, but I thought our starts in the last Ivy weekend were key in terms of the results of those weekends. And that'll, when you're playing catch-up, it changes your whole, you know, you're preparing, and then you're playing catch-up the whole game. I was watching Kansas State. Kansas State's down the whole game. You know, you play differently. You push, you shove, you know, you get out of your rhythms. So the start's key.
It seems like when those type of games happen, when you're in the uphill climb, you have to expend so much energy to try to get back into it. And sometimes you see where teams, they get to that point, and then they can't get over the hump.
I remember watching way back when I was a huge – I'm from Indiana. Bobby Knight's team, they were up 25. And our family, we used to love to watch – he would do the radio show in the stadium, and they broadcast the radio show afterwards. So they've coughed up this huge lead. Iowa comes back and ties it. And then they end up winning by four, and his response was, well, it's really hard to come back and win, you know. And I was just glad the confidence. So, yeah, well, you do expend so much energy getting back to even, and that's why those wins when you can do it and you've been down, those are extra special.
And as a part of that, the Tigers now improving to 10-8 on the season. Jerome DeRozier has been shooting it really well here. Sometimes you worry about players, perhaps when you have those layoffs like that, they don't keep the momentum going or a little bit slow to get going again. Seemed like he picked up where he left off.
Yeah, I don't worry about any of the guys. I think, you know, taking shots that are good shots in rhythm, shoot it, you know. And yesterday in practice, Jerome, you know, he had a wide open three, he took it and didn't go in, and then the second one he kind of hesitated for a second, shoot it. You know, he's a good shooter. He's a great shooter, and we have a lot of them. And I like that about this group. We all the way down the bench, everybody can make a shot. And the guys we're putting in the game sometimes can shoot the ball as well as the guys that are in the game that are coming out. So that's a really nice thing. And they're shooting the ball in rhythm, and their teammates are finding them. So Jerome, you know, I said this before, like, I thought he was a good shooter. I didn't know he was as good of a shooter right now. And I'm pleased. But I love that he's working on all parts of his game.
14 points for DeRozier on Sunday in the win over Rowan University. Now you look forward to back-to-backs again against Yale and Brown. And it's a part, really, of a big few days for the Tigers because you do have three home games, but Yale, Brown, and then Penn on Tuesday. Does your approach change because of the cluster of games in a small time?
No. And Tuesday, when we get to Penn, that'll be its own thing. And then once we get through that, what I've learned is then you've got the weekend. And we know that part of the stretch of five games is difficult. But, you know, right now it's about Yale. And hopefully when you're successful Friday night, it's like, okay, we got to get two. And it's really the Saturday game, I think it's just putting yourself in the context of each game. So after the Friday night game, which we have plenty of rest for, it's about the tougher team generally gets that thing done on Saturday, and then you got it. Penn's in the same boat as us; they're coming to our place. So I don't change the approach. Stay the course with the plan. This is the plan that we've sort of set out. But I do think there's, you know, I mean, we know. I mean, I think I know probably know a little too well that, you know, this, we're gonna make our bones here in the month of February.
No question about it, a big run coming up here for the Tigers. And after the next three games, they'll have a pretty sizable run here on the road. But first, with Yale, it's been a different team for the Yale Bulldogs than what a lot of people thought they were going to see. No Mekhi Mason, other injuries as well. How do you assess them and what you've seen so far, 2-2 in the Ivy League?
Well, you mentioned they've had two significant injuries. They're really well coached. They have really talented scorers, and this kid Mie Ioni can really shoot it. Alex Copeland, you know, is a terrific kind of a north-south player. He's really a gifted scorer as well. And they have Trey Fills, who is very athletic. So three really athletic guards. And they're missing this kid, Jordan Bruner, who's out, I think, for the season. But they're bringing in a freshman who's pretty talented. They have a kid, Blake Reynolds, who's good. They have an answer for everything that you want to do. I think they're very solid defensively. They play a very disciplined style offensively. And, you know, not sure we may see this kid, Mekhi Mason, come back. You know, he's sort of on the verge of maybe continuing to or getting back and playing. So he's a terrific player and a captain, you know, and has played in big games. He hasn't played in a while, but he's played in big games. So, you know, they're 2-2, but we don't think of them that way. I mean, they were, you know, league champs not long ago. It's a good team.
Well, speaking of the league, you mentioned, well, actually, you saw them last time in the Ivy League tournament final. That was the last time these two teams met. How much have they changed since that game?
Well, they're down essentially three guys from that team, one to injury and two to graduation. But it's, you know, late in the game, they were playing the team that you see right now. Obviously, they have the addition of freshmen. And they were a little bit more gassed than we were. We had a little bit more time to recover. Both games that weekend we were down to Penn and to Yale. This is going to be a fun challenge. Last year here, we were very fortunate. We kind of came down to two or three plays. And up at their place last year was a really great game. You know, I mention this all the time. Sounds boring, but, you know, what are you going to do when you get hit and the game gets hard? What are you going to do in that moment to respond and make sure that it doesn't affect the next play? And everybody's always talking, that's coach speak, like next play. But I count on my seniors, my juniors, to push us through that, because that's what you need in the league, somebody that's been there before.
And no question about that. And you look at the ability to deal with those times, you build up the DNA kind of, I would think, to draw on those things when you approach those situations later on in the year.
Yeah, and I love the way Amir is playing. Mm-hmm. You know, in practice yesterday, you know, went at home against Yale, and they made a last-second shot to beat Dartmouth. And they got the game very close against Harvard at their place. Mike's doing a good job there. They have little kid Brandon Anderson, who is a difficult matchup, and they're athletic. They're playing a lot of younger guys, but they're playing, I think, you know, when I was in school, Brown was very athletic at all the different positions. It reminds me of those teams. They challenge you in a lot of different ways. They're like fifth or sixth in the country at getting to the free throw line, mm-hmm. which you can get in a lot of trouble when you're getting yourself in foul trouble and you're starting to change the way you play and you're worried about foul trouble all the time. So we've got to be really good at keeping our feet down and being disciplined. And the guys know it. And now it's about executing that plan.
And the Tigers will be back in action against Yale and Brown this weekend. We'll take a quick break and continue a little bit more with Yale and Brown talk. Plus, we'll hear from Elias Barbari and Richmond Ariri Guzzo coming up in just a few moments right here on the Mitch Henderson Show from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton. This is right here on Fox Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Jersey. We'll have more right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920 AM The Jersey. Mitch Henderson alongside Derek Jones, and we are also joined by Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Elias Barbari. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Quite well, and great to have you here on the program. And, Coach, we talk a lot about the key of the bench players in terms of getting the guys ready on a day-to-day basis and also, in turn, being ready for their own opportunities when that time comes, and they've certainly been able to do that.
Absolutely. You know, first, you mentioned bench players, but to the program, mm-hmm. I want to make sure I make it clear. Both of them, these aren't easy names to pronounce, and you nailed it both times. You know, we just call them E and Rich around our ways. But, Elias scored his first points over the weekend. And I said to him, and I'll mention it here on the air, you know, I think he made a three. And while that's worth 3 points, he's worth like a million points for us in the locker room. Mm-hmm. He does so many different little things that I ask him to do off the court, so – you know, the things that you just don't see. We have the managers on, but Elias is, you know, he's a psychology major most likely, and you know he has that way about him. Right when he says, "This is what we need to work on," the guys listen, and he makes eye contact, and he usually says things of substance. It's invaluable to a coach. And then Richmond, I challenged him at the beginning of the game to get 8 rebounds in Sunday's game, and I think he had 2 at the half. Right, Rich. And I was upset, and I sort of went at him, and he didn't break eye contact. In the very first possession of the second half, he went up and got an offensive rebound, put it back, and he ended up with 8 rebounds. So you're right. No good team has success throughout the course of a season without the play of the bench.
And in Richmond, the rebounding that you've been able to do, and also you've really, as we've seen here as the season gone along, you've really developed an offensive game as well down there in the low post. Talk to me about how this season has evolved for you in the time you've seen on the floor.
definitely, I feel like it's been an upward rise for the most part. A few hiccups here and there, but I knew that defense would get me on the floor, and that's what happened last year when I first got my first minutes. Coach always told me emphasize the defensive part. That was my strength coming in. And then while building on that defense, I had to help the team by establishing an offensive game and like showing hints of it here and there to just help facilitate our offense, showing different looks, improving the condition of our team in terms of inside presence, stuff like that. Still a work in progress, but I definitely think I'm getting better at it.
Coach, when he arrives to the program, one of the things that a lot of people who maybe are new to the program don't realize is his background in track.
Yeah.
When you first saw him play and work out and all that, how much of that information did you have as far as maybe trying to, you know, convince him to stay the course with basketball maybe versus track?
I didn't have to do any of that. Richmond has, he mentions work in progress. And, you know, what we want to get to at some point is where he's progress, you know, just he's just work, right? He's gotten so much better from the first time that I saw him to now. And, you know, all while, you know, he's got size 19 shoes. You know, he's got big feet. So I think, you know, he's a little bit later to the game. But as long as you have the work ethic, which Richmond has, you can do anything. And, you know, sometimes I think he just, when he smiles, he lights up any room that he's in. When he's engaged, everybody in the team's engaged. You know, we emphasize deflections a lot defensively, and Richmond generally leads us in that category. And when he gets them, it lights everybody up. And at some point, you make that transition from thinking of yourself as a work in progress, and you're making yourself like, you have to deal with me. And that time's coming, and it's coming really soon, and it's exciting.
Elias, on Sunday, great opportunity for you to knock down your first points with the Tigers. Take me through that process there, because certainly it's you're a key cog to the program on a day-in and day-out basis. And one of the first things I looked at after that shot was the bench and how happy everybody was for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming. You know, I've had my opportunities, but it was good to get one here today. But, yeah, like you said, just day in and day out at practice, it's really just, I mean, it's a thrill, like, every day just to be, like, I'm at Princeton, I'm on the basketball team, and, like, just stepping back and taking that fact into account. And the day I stepped on campus, like, the older guys, the seniors, like Hans and Mike Washington, that they just took me in right away. So that camaraderie and, like, the family component of everything, I think it's what makes us so good. So, you know, just cheering for your guys when they're in the game, and then once you get your opportunity, trying to make the most of it. I mean, it's what it's all about.
Coach, what does it say about your team when the reaction was so positive for him knocking down that?
You know, it's the right thing. It says a couple things. It says mostly what it says is about Elias. You know, there wasn't a single guy on the team that didn't want him to score. And I have to see him get the recognition that he deserves. And, you know, of course, Elias says it's been a long time coming, you know, but, like, what I like is when Elias goes into the game, I know he's going to try to do the things that I've told that group that I want them to do. He's going to execute that. And we told him, shoot the ball. And he did. And, you know, I just can't tell you how important it is to have somebody in the program that he doesn't get a whole lot of opportunities in practice, but he's all in on what we're doing. And he mentioned our culture, which both of these guys are big on our culture. But I can't tell. I mean, it's just when the whole team is involved in what we're trying to be, you can go places and you can do really special things together. That's the beauty of the basketball, you know, the whole sport. You know, you got the whole group going together for one thing. And Elias and Richmond, they're the heartbeat of that.
What was it like over the last couple of weeks? Because you mentioned being together in the culture, but you weren't able to play really any games because of exams. What was it like getting back out there on the floor on Sunday?
It's been great. I mean, I think especially just getting back to a normal schedule of practice. I mean, finals and, you know, with all the papers and stuff, it gets stressful. And with experience, myself as a junior, you're able to lead the younger guys through that. And, you know, just keeping yourself in the gym, just whether it's getting some shots up here, just getting, you know, exercise helps you with study and everything. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But
yeah, I definitely think staying in the gym is important. Just find a place to, like, separate yourself from all that. From us, it's definitely the gym. We're all our brothers. And then getting what we need to do, like in with our coach, just getting focused, like recalibrating ourselves, and then when it's over, you just go back to studying and all that stuff. But then now it's finally over, so all in on basketball now.
And now you turn the page this weekend towards Yale and Brown. And Coach, when you look at this upcoming weekend, it's got to be a confidence booster for you to know that you have guys like this to kind of help carry through, especially the newer players on the team that haven't really been through this Ivy League run that they're about to endure.
Yeah, we just met as a team. You know, Tuesdays we generally don't do a whole lot. And we meet in a similar room that we've met for the last 2 years, last for the last 2 years, Richmond for the last year. And, you know, they mentioned the seniors, and pretty soon these guys are the seniors. You know, they're the leaders of the program. So much of what we do is this is what the week looks like. So Tuesdays, you know, what we do is usually Monday, Tuesday, you're preparing for the Saturday game, Wednesday, Thursday, the Friday game. But the level of focus and concentration when you say, no, this is what we want to do in this situation. Like, if you're in a foxhole and you say, we're going left, you don't say, nah, you know what, on this one, I'm going to go right. You go left, and that's what the older guys do in Richmond and Elias. When they're totally focused during those moments, the freshmen have no idea other than to be like, okay, this is a big deal. This is serious. I need to listen to this, you know. Coach Grill used to always say, mention exam. You pay a lot of money to go to school here to look like crap, you know, for 2 weeks. So, like, these guys do such a good job working. But what I ask them to do is when they're in the gym, they're in the gym. And just be present where you are. Now I always tell them they get to be like pros. There's nothing but hoops. So, man, this is the best part of your day, right? You know, Amir and Miles were talking before they got over here. They were like, where are we going to go eat? And I'm like, that's the toughest decision you've made all day, you know. So, I don't know, like, it's time for us to get back in the thick of it, and we're ready to go.
And you've got a big month coming up because a lot of it is on the road. Once you get past this next stretch with Yale and Brown and then Penn, it's Harvard, Dartmouth, and then that's pretty much what's going to happen the rest of the month for the Tigers. How much excitement and fun do you guys have on the road getting a chance to be together? Certainly this season, you've had a lot of that because of the California-Hawaii trip.
Yeah, I mean, road trips are the best. I mean, it's just me and Richmond have been roommates this year. But even the other years, especially in season now with Ivy League season going on, usually have some great college basketball games on in the hotels. So we'll, like, come through to each other's rooms and, you know, be like, whoa, did you see that? Did you see that dunk or whatever? And just hanging out, you know, like getting away from schoolwork for a little bit, even though the hotel can be a great place to work. But, yeah, the little roommate dynamic's always fun. You know, you learn the ins and outs of the guy you're living with.
Coach, when they decide the roommates, is it just kind of a random class thing that they try to put together, or is it just pick your own?
No, and for our listeners, Richmond's 6'10", and Elias is not 6'10". Right? So, no, you know, what we try to do is they have their own sort of appreciation of who they like to room with, but there is a great deal of thought that goes into it because Elias is right. A team really can come together on the road, and we put that kind of thought into the recruiting process too. What am I going to have to worry about this person in the hotel? You know, what if we have a free night? You know, and you know, is this somebody that you're worried? You know, you're doing an extra bed check, right? So I give the guys a lot of room, a lot of rope on the road. I try to treat them like adults, and I think that they act that way for the most part. And I tell them, I said, here's my expectation, and I expect the older guys to sort of bring everybody else along. I'm not worried about these two ever. Mm-hmm. Other guys on the team, maybe a little bit more. I think the Hawaii trip brought us closer together, and then now we're far enough away from that to where we can get back into a growth phase and grow again.
Certainly, before we let you get out of here, a couple of quick points here. A couple of keys for the Tigers to be successful this weekend.
Well, I always mention it, but at home, you sleeping in your own bed. You know, we're here at Winbury's, nice crowd. You know, we don't have school. Your cuts are just a little bit faster. You feel a little bit better. Your hedges are better, right? Like, it's got to be something that anybody that watches you play says, man, you guys just look fast. Right, it just needs to ooze out of all your capillaries and the pores of your body. So that's energy, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. Then the basketball piece, you got to guard. You can't turn the ball over. And I think we've got to take really good shots all weekend because in the league, sometimes you're throwing curveballs. You're down five, you're up five, or it's a key part of the game. And what do you need to do in that moment? You got to learn how to take a good shot. We need to get a good shot on this possession and then celebrate that that was a good shot. So, and then after the Friday night game, flush it. It's over. Let's play. Let's win Saturday.
So game Friday, game Saturday, and then there's another game on Sunday, the Super Bowl.
All right.
Who do you have?
So one of my friends is here. He's a gigantic Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Chip Casto. He's a local history teacher, lacrosse coach. And he wants the Eagles to win so the Patriots don't get six Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah. That,
which
yes.
Is Steelers.
Yes.
Right, and he's clapping in the background. So I'll go with the Eagles.
Okay. How about you guys?
I'm a Jets fan, so anyone who beats the Patriots is I'm a fan of that team. So I'm taking Philly.
I didn't really grow up watching football, the whole Italy thing, but I'm rooting for the Eagles because, like, the local team, Philadelphia Eagles.
I think it could be all a lot worse for all of those of us that know Eagles fans if they win.
Yeah.
But, you know, Patriots have had their time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike LeBlanc would be really upset about that.
Oh, New Hampshire kid, yeah.
And Pete Miller.
Pete, on often occasions, I remember I would come to the team meal, and he's talking about the Patriots a lot of times. So,
he's incorrigible.
Sure. Yeah. He's had a lot of success over the years, for sure. Well, Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Derek, for joining us this week.
Love being here. Love being at Wimberry's.
Absolutely.
You.
Great time. And, of course, we will catch up with you right here on the Mitch Henderson Show next week. It should be a fun weekend of basketball for Princeton as they take on Yale and Brown. Elias and Richmond will be back with us in a moment. We'll take a quick break from Wimberry's here in downtown Princeton. We'll have more on the Mitch Henderson Show right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up! Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Wimberry's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton. Thanks for listening as we broadcast live from Wimberry's Restaurant and Bar located in Palmer Square. You'll find so many delicious options here for lunch, dinner, as well on their menu, plus specials for happy hour. And you won't want to miss Sunday brunch. It's a Wimberry's tradition featuring something for everyone in the family. Take a second and check offerings online at princeton.winberries.com. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio as we guide you along through a look at Princeton University basketball, and we are joined once again by Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Elias Barbari. And gentlemen, as we take a look here at this weekend for the Tigers, a three-game home stretch coming up here for you. Yale, the team that you saw at the end of the Ivy League run last year, and you get another crack at them on Friday. How tough of a team can Yale be for you on Friday?
I definitely think they have proved, they've changed, they've improved, they have all their little knickknacks. But I really think it's about how we respond and always focus on ourselves and just our approach to each game and just taking it day by day. For Yale, it's just a matter of us being tough, playing hard, focus on our principles, and we'll be all right.
Elias, from your perspective, what are some of the keys here that you feel for the Tigers against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think big concepts are important, especially when you have two games on a weekend. So, like, for Yale, we stress keeping guys out of the middle is a big concept for them. And then, you know, just knowing guys' tendencies now that we've, you know, they're an experienced team as well. So now that we've seen them a couple times, even though our freshmen haven't, we're able to, you know, kind of communicate, you know, this guy likes to go right, or, you know, this guy likes to, you know, shoot a righty hook. And just those little things, they stick in the back of your head when the game gets to, you know, to its most intense point.
This week on Hard Cuts, Richmond, a look at you and your family, and certainly you have such a unique story for your arrival here to this country. You arrived when you were 12, and we got a chance to kind of get an inside look at your family this week on Hard Cuts. Your brother is also a part of the Princeton Athletics family. How about him coming on campus, and what's it like having your brother here as a part of the Princeton family?
It's interesting, even especially because we didn't go to, like, the same high school. So it's kind of like we're reunited back on this campus. But it makes it even more, like, particular. Like, it's like I'm at home now. Like, mm-hmm. It's like that kind of environment, like, with the school being 15 minutes away from where we live. Like, it's very, like, local feeling. And, like, with him, it's just we can just meet up and talk about stuff anytime now. Like, it's definitely, like, very homey feeling. So that's very particular about having your brother on campus.
Who's the better track athlete?
Definitely him. Yeah. But I will say, I went, for all the Jersey listeners, I did go to meet the champions, even though it was the very weak group. I did go to meet the champions as DD, so I could be an accomplished track athlete, if you say so.
Okay. I can't believe you're on track.
Elias, give me a quick story, your favorite story about Richmond here, maybe from rooming with him.
Oh, man. I mean, we spent most of the summer together, too, because I was working a local internship, and obviously Richmond lives in New Jersey now. So, man, we've had quite some times together. Probably all of our frustration. So the shooting gun was actually broken over the summer. So we would take turns calling the company, trying to get them to fix it. But, yeah, just, you know, all the workouts, you know, lifts, you know, getting food together, you know, it's all laughs, all fun stuff.
How about him?
Let's find one. Okay, let's dig into the archives. Oh, over there, the road trips to California and Hawaii, Elijah had just purchased this high level camera.
That's right.
So every morning, and I'm rolling with him, so every morning before I wake up, he'll be gone. I have no idea where he's at, and then, like, 10 minutes later, I'll see, like, a post of a sunset or a sunrise over on social media, like, or, like, he was showing me or, like, text me, like, and I'm like, oh, that's where he's at. Or, like, he'll go on, like, excursions or, like, the most beautiful sights, and I'll never know where he's at, even though we're, like, roommates, so I can never account for where he was going. But, yeah.
Elias, academically, Coach Henderson talked a little bit about it in the previous segment. You're tied into certainly some very interesting studies from the academic side. What was the exam period like for you and dealing with that along with balancing basketball?
Yeah, so even though I came in as a psych major, I'm actually an EEB major now, which is of Richmond, which is ecology and evolutionary biology. So it's more the, like, environmental side of things, pretty science-based. But, yeah, it was intense, you know, in terms of most of my classes had both a paper and a final. So, you know, just trying to – especially developing relationships with teachers was important this semester because they're all experts in their fields. Once you get to your departmental classes, so just getting their input on, you know, like, how should I be studying for this? What can I include in this paper? I've definitely had to be more, like, you know, outreaching this semester, which it's brought me out of my comfort zone, which has been good.
Give me an idea what evolutionary biology is.
So it's more just like how not only humans, but all animals have evolved to, you know, the points they're at today. And obviously, Obviously it's important with, you know, climate change and all that stuff, how it's affecting different species around the world, including ourselves.
And you're taking a similar major, correct?
Right. But because I'm a sophomore, I haven't started taking any of the departmentals. Okay. So for me, this finals period was probably the least challenging because as a freshman, you don't really know what's going on. So you can be hit. Like, surprisingly, as a junior and senior, obviously you have theses like JPs and stuff like that. As a sophomore, I was not quite coasting, but I was like the freest I will be in the next coming years. So it wasn't that bad for me, actually.
You arrived here when you were 12 from Italy, correct?
Yes.
How much of that time in your life do you remember? And if so, what was that like coming to the United States? It has to be a culture shock.
Definitely was, especially because I lived in, like, this quiet town when I was in Italy, like, the kind of town, like, I would love to play in the summer, like, hide-and-seek at, like, 11 o'clock at night, like, mm-hmm. on the streets, and it was okay. And then here I come here and I go to Trenton. It's, like, more urban. It's, like, not quite as naive. So it's definitely more adjustments for my parents because they started working right away. It was more like I was a little bit more restricted, and I understood that. It was, like, more conservative approach to, like, taking care of each other and whatnot. So.
We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we had a Twitter question this week. I'm not sure if you saw it, but it was in reference to a play you were involved with on Sunday. Okay, so we're gonna talk about it when we come out of the next break. Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Elias Barbari here on the Mitch Henderson Show. I'm Derek Jones. We'll be back with to wrap things up here from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. We'll have more headed your way. Stay tuned. We'll have more right after this.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbara since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. The Jersey, Derek Jones with you. We're also joined by Elias Barbari and Richmond Ariri Guzzo as we get you set for Princeton basketball this weekend against Yale and Brown. A reminder, we will not have the Coach Mitch Henderson Show next Tuesday. It will be next Wednesday because of the Penn-Princeton game next Tuesday evening. It's time to hop to our fan question of the week. This is from Stuart on Twitter. Richmond, he wants to know, how are you feeling after that hard landing following that dunk attempt in the second half of the game against Rowan?
I feel pretty great. Thanks for asking. But to explain the play, I went for the dunk, missed it, tried to retrieve the ball while it was hanging on the rim, and I caught it, and then, like, I fell hard. My knees buckled a little, but I felt pretty fine. Yeah, nothing happened, thankfully. So I'm great.
You're able to shake that off pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, that's always a tricky proposition when you're trying to get the ball in that manner. But thankfully, you are okay. Stuart, you can join Stuart for questions on Twitter and social media by tweeting to me or Princeton Hoops as well. At Derek Jones 79, Derek Jones 79, or at Princeton _ Hoops as well on Twitter. So you can send in your questions to there as well. Big weekend for the Tigers coming up. But, gentlemen, any plans to watch a Super Bowl together? Does the team get together to hang out to watch a big game?
Yeah, I mean, especially so last year with the Patriots in it, obviously we had Pete Miller, we had Xander Lee, and then Mike LeBlanc and Alec Brennan are all huge Patriots fans in the worst way possible. So we got together in their room last year, and all the guys who were against the Patriots were all like, oh, 28-3, like, you guys are done, in their face, and then obviously we all know what happened. So I'm sure we'll get together again just because, you know, we got some of the Jersey guys, like, are fans of Philly, and then also we have those Patriots fans.
Richmond, you mentioned you're not really a huge football fan. What were some of your early impressions of football when you got over here? Because the fans in this area, you're surrounded by a little bit of everything: Eagles, Giants, Jets, Patriots. What did you think of some of the fandom?
I found it irrational. Now I kind of understand it. I didn't understand the game itself at first. I was very confused. I didn't understand football at all. Now I'm a little bit more acquainted. I sympathize more with Eagle fans because of what they've been through and just, like, how their team was looking before Carson Wentz got hurt and all that stuff. But I do understand that Patriots fans are the worst. That's my early impression of them, and it was corroborated by my teammates and all that. So I'll definitely be watching Mike and Alec just to see them, just their faces when the Patriots go down, if the Patriots go down. But, yeah.
It's got to be a great team environment. One way or the other, it's certainly another situation for the guys to get together and enjoy some camaraderie.
For sure, for sure. We also, at our eating club, we have this theater room that they usually put it on at. So I know some of the young guys are joining us in the eating club, so we'll have most of the guys.
We'll let you guys get out on this one. Obviously, it's a big week, and you have three games in a shortened period of time. How does your approach change as far as a physical and mental standpoint because you have that third game kind of lingering later on in the week? Or does it change at all? It's pretty much business as usual.
I would say we try to take it game by game because if you think of it as three games in 4 days, then it becomes daunting and it kind of affects the way you want to play. We take it day by day, and then on the rest day we try to, like, really focus on recovery and whatnot and just focus on taking care of ourselves, our bodies, so we're ready to go on Tuesday.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me here on the Mitch Henderson Show. It was a pleasure, and best of luck to you guys the rest of the way.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is the Mitch Henderson Show, and we will just go through a few housekeeping matters before we wrap up the program here this evening. There's always... The brewery is taking on one from right here in New Jersey next Tuesday night. Right from 6 Meyerbacher versus Dark City. Won't want to miss the Tap Takeover. You'll find at princeton.winberries.com. So the Tigers will get set for action this weekend
against Yale and Brown in what should be a very intriguing weekend for the Tigers. Princeton coming in with 21 wins in a row at Jadwin Gymnasium in Ivy League play. They have not lost a game at Jadwin at home since February of 2015. And certainly when you look at Princeton possibly getting it back into that top four in terms of the Ivy League and then Ivy Madness and the Ivy League tournament, this could be a very big weekend for them to really start to create a little separation between themselves and Yale and Brown. Of course, Penn lurking as well on Tuesday, February 6th. Once again, a programming reminder, we'll have the Mitch Henderson Show headed your way next Wednesday night beginning at 6 p.m., not next Tuesday night at 6 because of the Tigers and Quakers battling it out. But a quick look at the Ivy League standings while we wrap up matters here. At the top at the moment, it is Harvard with a 4-0 mark so far this season. Penn coming in at 3-0. And then from there, Princeton 2-1. Yale and Brown, who will come in to Jadwin Gymnasium this weekend, each at 2-2, followed by Columbia, Cornell, and Dartmouth. So things, in a way, still a little bit clustered up, but as we get a little bit further along, and as you heard Coach Henderson mention, the month of February is so important to the Ivy League, obviously, as you will start to see the separation really take hold here over the next few weeks in particular. And again, after this three-game run for the Tigers of Yale, Brown, and then from there, Penn, it really begins a road-heavy stretch for the Tigers, because after the next three games at Jadwin Gymnasium, they will not return to Jadwin for a game at home until February the 23rd when they see Harvard and Dartmouth again. So they will have quite some time here on the road, Harvard, Dartmouth, and then Cornell and Columbia in consecutive weeks, Friday, Saturday action on February the 9th and 10th, and then the 16th and 17th all on the road. Well, that will just about do it for another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show right here from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Special thanks to Mitch Henderson, Elias Barbari, and Richmond Guzzo. I'm Derek Jones saying so long, and we will talk to you next Wednesday night from downtown Princeton. Have a good one, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair-weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair-weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like terrible. Again with. Nice. Without it. Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.